Southwest Airlines, Verizon, and Citigroup are among the country's best-known corporate names. Those companies wouldn't exist, at least in their present form, if not for deregulation. Even critics acknowledge that deregulation has benefited consumers, introducing price competition into such industries as aviation and long-distance phone service. But after the California electricity crisis and the wave of corporate scandals, public support for deregulation may be waning. In the final part of our series, NPR's Jim Zaroli reports on where the deregulation movement is headed.
These are our line card shelves. Let me actually see if I can open them here for you.
Al Logis is standing inside a telephone switching station in a building on West 51st Street in Manhattan, staring at a wall of panels and tiny lights. Logis works for a company called Covad, which sells high-speed internet services to businesses and consumers. And these are the machines that connect Covad's lines to the local phone network in New York City. Logis is charged with helping maintain the system. This morning, he snaps open the front of what looks like a small air conditioner, and he and a coworker peer at a row of numbered boxes inside.
Actually, could you open up one of the diamond lanes?
This building is owned by Verizon, the local Bell operating company, which leases space on this floor to small telecommunications companies. Over the years, Logis has seen a lot of telecom companies come and go here.
A lot of them can be voice competitors, they could be data competitors, a variety of different companies. Ironically, this floor used to be a lot more occupied. I mean, through the entire telecom and internet bust over the last few years, it's become more and more spacious.
Logis points to an empty wire mesh cage nearby where another company once leased space. Today it's out of business and all that remains are some cables dangling from the ceiling. As much as any other industry, the effort to deregulate telecommunications has had mixed results. And critics say what's happened in telecom illustrates some of the failures of deregulation as a whole. Consumers Union President Jim Guest says deregulation has led to some new consumer services, such as automatic teller machines, but hasn't generated the competition its backers promised. Take cable TV, he says.
One of the promises of the deregulation of cable TV was, well, if you deregulate, you'll have lots of competitors in your local market, so you'll be able to choose, and they'll have to charge lower prices and give better service in order to get your business.
Instead, Guest says, most communities still have just one cable provider, and cable bills have skyrocketed. And something similar has happened with local phone service. When Congress passed the 1996 Telecommunications Act, it hoped to make local phone service as competitive as long distance had become. But there was a problem. New companies couldn't afford to build lines into every home and office and needed to lease the Bell Company's lines if they were to grow. But the Bells were reluctant to do business with upstarts trying to steal their market share. The Telecom Act contained incentives to encourage the Bells to share their networks, but they haven't always worked. Covad, for instance, spent $1.4 billion building its own network, but it's faced long legal battles with Verizon over opening its lines.
There was a remarkable amount of resistance to our entry.
Jason Oxman is Covad's general counsel.
We local phone providers had to spend the first 3 to 4 years after the act was passed in a near constant state of defense for the litigation, the regulatory agenda, the legislation agenda of the Bell companies trying to undo the 1996 Act.
In turn, the Bells complain that the 1996 Act forces them to lease out their networks below cost. With the legal battles dragging on, Covad last year was forced into bankruptcy. Oxman says it's now recovered, and he also says relations with Verizon have improved. But a lot of other telecom companies have died off, and local phone competition remains more dream than reality in most places. Jim Guest of Consumers Union says that with the failure of local competition and consumer unhappiness about service in some industries, Congress needs to consider a mid-course correction in the deregulation process.
We suggest that Congress really ought to open up hearings and take a look at not only airlines but other industries that we've been studying here where there's great consumer dissatisfaction and failures of deregulation and try to figure out what's working, what's not, what changes need to be made.
To Alfred Kahn, the so-called father of deregulation, the movement has reaped plenty of benefits for consumers, but Kahn admits it hasn't been uniformly successful. Take energy. Kahn says the recent troubles in California suggest that the market alone may not be enough to maintain a reliable flow of energy, and some centralized control is needed.
There are clear cases in which you should not deregulate unless you're sure that you've provided other means of ensuring that necessary integration and that necessary margin of security.
Proponents insist that when deregulation has failed, it's often because it was executed wrong. They say the 96 Telecom Act, like the California Energy Bill, wasn't true deregulation at all, but a half-hearted effort designed to offend as few constituents as possible. Still, Peter Van Doren of the Cato Institute concedes that debacles like Enron have made defending deregulation harder. He also says people have lost sight of deregulation's benefits, and he wonders whether the Bush administration will be committed to the movement as the criticism grows louder.
When push comes to shove, they seem to be more political than intellectually driven, and the politics of regulation can be very difficult to sell to consumers now, and because they people don't have the historical evidence that I'm describing about how things have really gotten better in ways that they may not understand.
Van Doren also points to one factor that is in the market's favor. While most local phone companies still enjoy monopoly status, they have to worry about growing competition from the largely unregulated wireless industry. Likewise, cable companies face a threat from satellite TV. Ultimately, technology could render at least some of the debate over deregulation obsolete. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.